Hi everybody, this is Rhonda from the Farmer's Lamp, and I'm here today to answer your questions about sourdough bread. Over the last couple of weeks, I've gotten several questions from my readers, so I wanted to address those. This week, I reshared a blog post from October of 2014, Simple and Easy Sourdough Bread. You can find that at thefarmerslamp.com/sourdough. So let's go ahead and get started with your questions. You had some really good ones this week. Okay, when I first think of sourdough, the first thought that comes to my mind is Little House on the Prairie. I know you're going to think that's silly. If you are a fan of the Farmer's Lamp, then you know every winter I read through that series. But in the old days, or in one of Laura's stories, when the Boasts come out west, Ma Ingalls gives Mrs. Boast a sourdough starter. And in the old days, a lot of times when the daughters would get married and move into their own homes, the mothers would give them a starter. And some of these starters I have read, I've never seen one personally, are over 100 years old. The family just kept them going. So that's just a little tidbit there. But anyway, let's get started. What is a sourdough? Sourdough is a wild yeast. There are all kinds of critters in the air around us, and yeast is one of those. What you're doing is you are creating an environment for the natural yeast to be attracted to, something for them to eat. And flour and warm water is very attractive to them. They will feed off of that. So that's what you're doing. It's a fermented food, and some people are eating sourdough bread and making sourdough starters because of the health benefits, and that is a plus, but we just really like the taste of it, so that's why we do it. I will share my first experience with you. In the late 80s, early 90s, I was in my 20s, my kids were babies, you know, I had it all under control, and so an older woman had told me how to make sourdough starter. So I started that, and it tasted really bad. I mean, it was, we couldn't eat it. And so I contacted her and I said, I did everything you said. What did I do wrong? And she said, do you clean your home with chemicals? Well, that was before, you know, I was with it and smart. But anyway, yes, I did. She said, stop that. And you can stop cleaning house. She gave me some alternatives, peroxide and peroxide baking soda and vinegar. I'll get it out in a minute. And I did that. And she said, do it for a week or two. I did it for about a week and I retried. And the yeast I caught was great. And so that's how I got to the place where I was willing to stop using chemicals to clean our home with. Because I figured if it was making the yeast bad, and what I was going to try and feed my family, then maybe it wasn't good for them to be breathing and having on other things. I started connecting the dots. So, anyway, there's a little tidbit for you. When will my first starter be ready? When you initially start your starter, you don't have to buy one. They're for sale everywhere. If you know somebody that makes sourdough bread, I'm sure they would love to give you one. If not, you can start your own. And in that post, thefarmerslamp.com/sourdough, I tell you how to make your own from scratch. It's easy. You don't have to be afraid of it. It's not as complicated as everybody makes it sound. Not everybody, but some people. It takes about 4 days for your first starter to be ready. Now, that will depend on the heat and humidity. And again, if you've killed all the yeast in your home with cleaners or chemicals, then it may take you a little longer. How do I keep it alive? By feeding it. And in the post again, I tell you exactly how to do that. You feed it, if you're ready to use it, you feed it once a day or two times a day, depending, and I split that up for you in the post. I keep mine alive on the counter all the time because we like sourdough pancakes and we like sourdough biscuits, and so you always have to have the starter handy, as well as sourdough bread. So every few days, whenever I look at it and I think, oh, might need to feed that, I give it a couple of teaspoons of all-purpose flour and about that same amount, equal amount of water, warm water, And I stir it up good and just put the cloth. I use a crochet dish rag and I just put that back over the top. Put it back on in its cool little spot on the counter. If you don't want to do that, if you don't want to have to try and remember it, or you don't want to eat it that often, you can refrigerate it. Be sure that the lid of your jar has holes poked in it when you put it in the refrigerator, so that you can keep it alive. It'll still get some air in there when you're opening and closing the refrigerator. Things are trapped in there, and it'll still keep going. Do I feed it sugar, and does that make it a true sourdough? That's a good question. There are two schools of thought on that. One school of thought says if you feed it sugar, then it is no longer a true sourdough. The other school of thought says sugar is a natural food for yeast, so it doesn't matter. If you add a little sugar to it, then it's okay. As with all things in life, I believe there is a middle ground, a balance. And with sourdough, there is too. Do I feed mine sugar? Yeah, sometimes a teaspoon of sugar, say, I keep mine alive all the time to make pancakes and biscuits, but when you make bread, you have to have more of the sponge, of the starter, to make bread. So I feed it a teaspoon of sugar along with the flour and the water, and that just helps it grow faster. So I'm in the middle, as usual. Anyway, how do I refrigerate my starter? And if so, how do I revive it? Again, in the post, I tell you how to revive one. You can refrigerate it, especially like we just said, if you're not going to be using it to make pancakes or biscuits, and keep it going and use it along as you go, and then feed it extra to make bread, put it in the refrigerator, you bring it out, give it a half a cup of all-purpose flour, a half a cup of water, a teaspoon of sugar if you want, and you stir that up, and do that for 2 days, and it's ready to use. What is a sponge? It's your starter. It's your live starter that you're going to use to make your bread or pancakes, whatever you're making. Can I add yeast to a sourdough? No. You can. I mean, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But it will no longer be a sourdough bread. It will be a sourdough yeast combination bread. And on the website again, thefarmerslamp.com, there is a post about a sourdough yeast bread for the bread machine. You know, we're from the South and we're transplanting to Northern Idaho. So down there, it was 105, 115 in the summer, and I didn't want to turn the oven on to make bread. So I came up with this recipe my pit bull just nudged me wanting some loving. I came up with this recipe for the bread machine. Now, the reason I add yeast to that is because the bread machine does not give the sourdough adequate rising time. Sourdough takes longer than yeast bread to rise, okay? And in that post, thefarmerslamp.com/sourdough, I give you the complete recipe, how to do the starter and how to make the bread, everything. So, the next question, how does heat and humidity affect my starter? I will show you an example. I don't know if you can see this good because it's real cloudy and so the light's coming in kind of funny. We're having a lot of rain out here. You see, now your sourdough starter will separate like this. But if it's alive, it will have bubbles coming up. Yeast bubbles, because yeast emits a gas, fermenting, okay. This one is dead. I know you probably can't see it in this video, but there are no bubbles in there. How I did that? My husband did a hot burn on the wood stove. You know, we're off grid. We're really off grid. We have to come up to the big house to get access to the solar. So our little cabin, the little cabin that we're staying in, there's no electricity, no running water, no power. So we have a wood stove that I cook on, and he was going to do a hot burn to clean the pipe out, and I forgot to move my starter jar. I keep it on that end of the counter where the wood stove is because it's cool against the wall and it's warm from the stove, so it's just right to keep it alive. And I forgot to move it, and it died. It got too hot. So, too much heat can kill it. Too much cold, if you leave it in the refrigerator for an extended period of time, it will kill it. Okay? So, if you let it freeze, it will kill it. So, it's not temperamental. It just likes a cool place to rest until you get ready to feed it to make bread. Okay? I hope I answered all your questions. If I didn't, please feel free to contact me. Or if I didn't make sense in what I said, which is possible, thefarmerslamp@gmail.com. You can reach me there and I'll answer any questions you have. You can also go on to the website, thefarmerslamp.com. There's a contact me page there, which will just send me an email. So again, we're emailing. You can leave a comment on the post and I will see that and answer you there. thefarmerslamp.com/sourdough. The other post for the bread machine is thefarmerslamp.com/. That's a mouthful for a Southern girl. thefarmerslamp.com/sourdough yeast bread. That's three separate words. Okay. And that will help you find that one. There's also a search bar on the website. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter, thefarmerslamp.com/newsletter. You'll get a personal letter from me every week. Sometimes there's a recipe. Sometimes there's tips. Sometimes there's just private information. Usually we just have a chat and I share photos, but you never know what you're going to get. And I always look forward to your comments. And I thank you for stopping to watch this video. Again, if I didn't answer your questions or I didn't make sense, please let me know and I will help you out any way I can. Thanks. Bye.